Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on Friday, January the 10th.
Where are we?
2014. Good morning. It is phone calls here if you want to make phone calls. And phone line numbers are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I haven't had any coffee this morning. I'm off coffee today.
You're fasting because you're getting your blood work done. Just okay. We all know what that
all
feels
right.
like.
I was just trying to be like I'm healthy and all that.
You are,
like,
but...
Like Savannah, who is sitting here, says, I don't drink coffee and I don't feel any blood in my face for an hour after I get up.
I wish I liked coffee.
did you see our latest teas that we have here?
I looked at them.
Okay, you can feel free to dip into those there. And speaking of somebody that is bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, and cute as bug in the ear.
Oh, well, I wanted to be here. I've got my USMC hat on. I wanted to be here this morning because I knew that you were going to need a little leanage. You know, you wanted to lean on something for a minute. So I thought, okay, I'm here to support my man. Good morning. 34 degrees. 34. Well, we like that. You know what? We want some weather happening up here. You know what I mean? Give us something to talk about. It's 7:07 in the morning and, it's 34 degrees, mostly sunny today. Our temperatures are going to be around 63 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 39. Last night we had a wonderful Simpson game that was live
night, girls and guys last night.
That was so wonderful. And we're going to thank our sponsors in a minute, but first let's go to one of our favorite times of the day when we can find out what's happening with Wall Street, with our Wells Fargo Minute, and our expert Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning. What's happening on Wall Street?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down this morning 56 points at 16,387. The S&P 500 is up 2 at 1,840, and the NASDAQ is up 9 at 4146. Active stocks today include Plug Power, which is up 52 cents at $3.84, and Bank of America down 19 cents at $16.64. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 3 cents at $27.99, and Pepsi is up 6 cents at $82.91. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year bond yield to 3.81. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.31 at $93.20. Gold is up $13.60 at $1,243 even, and silver is up 39 cents at $20.07. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. You know what? With what's going on in the stock market and the unemployment and everything, I don't follow it, but she does, as do the other people down there at Wells Fargo. And there is so much going on, and I'm just thinking, is you need somebody that's following this every day and can give you the best advice. And that's our friends and our advisors down there at the Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive. Give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561.
Now it's, what happens, with our amazing breaks. We take a break here in just a second. We're going to talk about the pet of the week. Oh my God. If you guys are into breeds, we have one that we're going to be talking about in a minute. The other thing we were talking about was toaster ovens versus toasters. We got, you used to have this wonderful toaster oven with the toaster on top of it, so you could broil or you could have.
You could put your bread in there and it would toast, or then you could use the oven.
So it was
for some reason there's none of those anymore.
$20 I got that at Target. I got that years ago, and I loved that. It just got to be kind of grody after about 15 years, so I threw it out. And then I got this toaster oven, and I have burns on my hand. I guess it must be like toasting, putting toast in there at 5:30 in the morning. I don't know. But I just said, that's it.
So we're giving it to Savannah.
We're going to go back to a toaster, just a good old-fashioned toaster. I don't know. That's our big,
the
big topic is toaster oven versus toaster on a Friday morning. And come back, we have Pet of the Week. We got a lot of topics to talk about this morning.
We're going to be talking drought. We're talking water. What happened in West Virginia with 300,000 people can't drink water out of their taps. And what about, Gary Cadd taking on CARB? And you know what? Good on you, Gary, but their response wasn't exactly what we wanted. But we'll be right back after these messages.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader. Estate Granite and Things.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bod, good Friday morning. Yeah, it's a weekend coming up, January the 10th, 2014. 34 degrees out there. Head on down to Espresso Joe's and get your coffee. Get a hot cup of coffee, latte, cappuccino, espresso. They've got it all at Espresso Joe's at Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans. That's right. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. They like veterans. They love veterans. Joel and Shelley, I can't say enough about them. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. All right, Spencer's here.
We have a large, beautiful, beautiful, you know, this is, very large Weimaraner. Is it a Weimaraner?
It is a Weimaraner. We think that he is a purebred. He's showing all of the signs of a purebred.
He looks purebred. Beautiful dog.
Legally, we do have to call him a mix because we don't have the documentation proving that he is a purebred. But in my opinion, as well as most of the staff there at the shelter, he appears to be a purebred.
He's not as lean as a lot of Weimaraners, Weimaraners you see. But he is, he looks like everyone I have ever seen,
he's
and
a
they
big
are
boy.
Fantastic hunting dogs. But we don't know if he's ever been hunted.
And he's kind. He's been here so far, and he's got a kind heart. You can tell he's lost. He's lost, and he needs to be found.
Yes. Very sweet dog. I named him Gatsby this morning. He didn't have a name till this morning, and so Gatsby, I thought, fit his personality. Great dog. He's got a little bit of problems with his leash behavior, pulls a little bit on the leash. Other than that, I've got him to sit. Once he sits, he'll shake with you. You tell him down, he'll lay all the way down.
Okay, so somebody's worked with him here.
Someone worked with him. He's a little stubborn on the sit. That's the only one that he's a little stubborn on, but once he's sitting down, he'll shake with you and lay down, and it's just the initial sit that he's still having a little bit of issues.
Well, here. I'm sure shake. Too, what would you have, is, a, you know, let's talk about, okay, he was a stray.
Where'd y'all find him at? Do you know?
Running around the city limits of Reading.
So what? He could have gotten away. And here's the deal: is that if you think on the psychological part of a dog, they're out of sorts, and it just takes if you're a Weimaraner. I mean, first of all, they're very hard. It's a hard breed to get.
Yes.
And for those people who become a Weimaraner fan, they say that's it. That's what they want. So,
the gray ghost is what they call him.
The word, oh really?
Yeah, the gray ghost. Yeah, their hunting dogs are famous. He's a big dog. He's sleek. He's got bright intelligent eyes. He's got a short tail, of course. He is a, he looks up at you with knowledgeable eyes. He just, when he stared at me, it wasn't with fear, but it was like, are you, you know,
when are we going out to hunt?
When are we, or are you taking me home, or what is this? But you know what? If you are interested at all in a dog, and a dog is about, 60 pounds?
Oh no, I'd say he's 80 to 90.
Yeah, that's a big dog.
Okay, I'm really good. I'm really good at estimating this.
He's probably 5 or 6 years old.
Yeah, 5 to 6 years old, give or take a few months. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
You got plenty
age,
of good
though.
Years in
he's
this.
He's got a nice, the way his stance, and he's just like, looks like a purebred does.
And he's already altered and everything, so he would actually be ready to go home this afternoon if someone was interested in him.
But we're going to talk.
Housebroken.
We assume that. We can only go off of what we know since he's been with us. He always uses the outside portion of his kennel.
Okay.
So he definitely knows the difference between inside and outside.
And how's he rated?
We have him, believe it or not, rated for a home with kids 5 and older.
Because he's that
just
gentle.
Just because he's just so gentle and really knowledgeable about all of his surroundings.
Well, you know what? He's been raised with people and maybe with kids, so he understands this. And, you know, it's a shame. There may be somebody out there looking for Gatsby right now, but, you know, we need to find – somebody should be looking for Gatsby. If you're looking for a great-looking dog and a hunting dog that – he could be a hunting dog. I don't know if he is or not. But look at his face and look at those eyes.
Loved.
He wants to be loved on. That's all he's looking for at home.
And just like you said, it's a lot of animal. So, you know, I think a lot of people do try to take into consideration that you're talking about 75 pounds pulling you around on a leash. So, you know, be ready to love the breed and know that there's work involved with, you know, trying to, the commands.
Yes, he is highly treat motivated though, so training should be a cinch with him.
Highly treat motivated.
So am I. Okay, how do we get a hold of you there, buddy?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
All right.
Spencer,
Haven Humane.
Thank you.
Spencer's brought in another great animal. Yeah. We're at 100% here. Let's keep it up. He's just a great looking Weimaraner. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, thanks, Spence.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
All right,
you.
Hey, when we come back, let's talk drought. Let's talk about the job numbers. Hey, guess what? Time. Unemployment's down. Well, but isn't that good news? Well, no, it's not, and we're going to tell you why. We'll be right back after these messages.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Why is America great? It's because we've treasured freedom. There's nothing more expensive than freedom. The opposite of freedom is control. There are a slew of politicians who think it's their job to control you. We were created to be free. It's about freedom. Freedom, 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 man. It's a big deal. Freedom.
Freedom. Join me weekday afternoon from 3 to 6 for the Dan Fagan Show on KCNR. Freedom.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
Well, good morning. How does that feel? Hit me with your best shot. 34 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR on this Friday morning, 722, and it is the 10th of January. What's happening here? Oh, boy. All right. So I wanted to tell you that it's 34 degrees, mostly sunny outside with temperatures around 63, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 39. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are our warm friends. Brought to you by our locally owned business, Chuck and Judy Kenny. And they opened it in the spring of 1997. Give them a call at 365-3793. Especially now, we know that the temperatures are changing. And if you're looking for, you know, someone who can take care of your needs and honesty, that's where you go. What's going on?
Okay. We looked at, you know, today, a couple things going on. December jobs. They had, you know, they estimated there was going to be 250,000 jobs, new jobs created in December. 74,000. Huge, huge under what they reported, what they thought was going to happen, and lowest they've had in a long time. The unemployment though dropped from 7% to 6.8%. And you go, well, how'd that happen? It's easy. Most of the time you think that's good. Well, in this case, 340,000 people left the workforce. 340,000 people stopped looking for work. Stopped, just stopped. Only 62% of our workforce is at labor. The lowest it's been in well over 30 years. And we talk about the economy coming back. You know, if you look at these figures and they go, oh, look, Wall Street's over 16,000. That's true. How? But then you look at what's going on in the economy, and you're going, well, and they're saying, well, maybe it has something to do with weather. And they say, well, maybe not, though. They're not hiring people. They're not expanding their businesses because they're not sure what's going to happen next year. That's one of the things. But 340,000 people just left the workforce. When you look at truly what unemployment is, if you look at, you know, all the hundreds of thousands, millions that aren't working, then that unemployment figure gets bad. Or the ones that are working part-time at two jobs, it's a lot worse. You're up into the teens. And when you get into the veterans, oh, let's not even talk about veterans. They're already at the teens, and it's getting worse. Now, when you take a look at this and you say, well, you know, gosh, the economy, and, you know, we need to do this, we need to do that. Well, we need to do something. But when they tie it into the end of the ending of the unemployment after so many weeks, you know, they've extended it and extended it and extended it. Well, when you've got 340,000 people just leaving the workforce, I mean, then they go on unemployment. And what about the ones that have been on it already for 6 months? Is 6 months enough time to find a job, any job? You know, you have people saying, oh, no, that's not enough time to find a job. They can't find a job then. Well, is that any job or is that just a job? If you know, it seems to me is there are a lot of employers around this town are looking for people to come to work. And around the state, I mean, there's jobs out there. Is it just the fact you don't want that job, or they don't want that job, or they don't want, or is it the fact that with the unemployment and all the other things that go along with it, it gives them as much money as if they were working, and maybe more? We actually had somebody here working part-time and said, you know what, frankly, if you pay me this, I don't make as much money. You know, I get all these extra things. So, you know, that person's not working here any longer. But the thing is the fact is that that's just a fact of life. Okay, we said we were going to talk about water. Drought task force. Governor Brown started it. The water reservoirs in the state are at historically low. Historically low. The Sierra snowpack is about 20% of what it should be. Already, farmers and ranchers are planning to, one, farmers not growing crops. They're just going to let their fields go because they're looking at releasing like 5% of what they would be releasing around that time. Ranchers selling off their livestock because they can't afford to keep, you know, to water them, or there won't be any water for them. Okay, short term, they can do this, but now that is going to have a big impact on the number one money crop product in the state of California, agriculture. We don't have any water. So that's going to have an impact on food production, cost of food, everything, all the trickle down stuff that people talk about, driving the crops, you know, raising the crops, selling the crops, having the crops, everything. It's going to impact on everything, all of this. But there's nothing you can do. It's not like saying, okay, you know, let's have this our drought committee. Okay, turn on the water. Well, there's no water to turn on. Make it rain. Nobody can make it rain.
We were talking about this yesterday, even with, you know, you probably brought this up, but Shasta Lake and the fires. And really, what are we looking towards here? Now, my folks, again, I've brought this up several times on our morning show here, that my parents live in Sacramento. My dad, they have about an acre of land, a little under, and beautiful landscaping my dad's created. Well, the county of Sacramento has now put them on is it water meters, or they can only water a certain amount of time every other day? And we remember we've been through this before with drought. And you've lived in other places that you just can't just turn on the water anytime you feel like it and just water for endless amounts of time. There's several times in my life in different places that I've lived in that you can water every other day for 15 minutes, and that's it.
Now, I've lived in places where you can't, you know, you couldn't water every day. You had to be on even numbered days on this side of the street, odd numbered days on this side of the street, all that kind of stuff.
Metered and fined.
Yep. So, you know, what I hope, though, is that, you know, the thing about the drought is in water, in the water tables is very, very, it's getting to be more and more in everybody's conscience. And in next week, on the 22nd. I'm sorry, on the 22nd, we've got an expert from the University of California, Davis, talking about watersheds and the changes in how we're going to use water in these upcoming years, including the species. Which species are we going to get water to? And what does that mean to other species? Does that mean they're going to die out? Does that mean is that they're just going to be, eradicated? And crops, the different types of crops, everything, the salmon runs. We're going to be talking about this. There are experts, like I said, in watershed management from the University of California, Davis. And I think it's going to be an interesting show when we talk about it. But we're going to take a break right now. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. If it's in the news, we're talking about it. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or give us a call at 800-390-8054, and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
So, Chris, Second Tuesday meets at the Cottonwood Eatery, January 14th.
Don't they bite?
That would be a snake. This is that great little eatery in Cottonwood.
Hence the name Cottonwood Eatery. Don't they have great home-style dinners and wonderful desserts?
Yes, they do. Won't you please join us Tuesday, January 14th for great food and good company at the Cottonwood Eatery on Front Street in Cottonwood. And 15% of the proceeds will be donated to Haven Humane Society. It's all about friendship and helping the animals.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
We're talking about our brothers grossing us out. Like, what did they do to torture you when you were a kid? And I don't know where Carl was. He just said, I never did anything like that with my sister. What kind of life did you have? How could you not have,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Lincoln, Dodge, Ram, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. You know, right down on 555 Cypress Avenue. You know what? They great deals. You know what? You can find the car, truck, or SUV that you want. Whether it's new, previously owned, who cares? They're going to make a great deal for you. These are super people, and their service department is absolutely outstanding. You know, we love Crown Motors. We've used their service department. They're great. Give them a chance. Give them a call, 223-2177. Now, what did I ever do to my sister? The worst thing I probably ever did to my sister was when we were younger. And, I thought she needed a haircut.
Oh, okay.
And no. She had bangs. And by the time Mom had walked into the room, I had half of them gone. You know, right across the top of her.
But she let you.
So she liked it.
She let you.
She thought that was a good idea.
The weird attention
then
thing.
Then what was the other? Oh, well, you know what? The other thing was, one of the other things was, is one day I decided I was going to wash your hair. Which, with green finger paint.
Oh, so boy.
The kind that comes in the bottles. Yeah. So Mom came in and her hair was green. But that's, it washes out.
Those are kids'
things.
It's
not a big thing.
No.
I mean, but I did not hold her down and beat her. I did not push grass in her mouth. I didn't,
Anyway, let's talk about
I didn't do the things that you two are talking about. Your brothers did too.
Yeah, my brother's 4.5 years old. Well, he apologized to me still.
Yeah, mine was 7 years older.
Well,
yeah.
There's another thing too. Is my father one day, I'm sure at one point in my life, said, if you ever touch her in a bad way, you're going to pay for it. You know, and you know what? He was a man of his word too. So I just, okay, Dad. I don't remember him saying that, but I'm sure that
was my dad in the form of a belt.
Anyway, okay, let's go.
Spare the rod. 5 craziest crimes of the week. Let's talk about that. I just think it's funny, and I think we need to share it with USA Today's list of the 5 craziest times of the week. And the headline is, number 1, cops. Man dies after atomic wedgie. This one involved a deadly fight between a 33-year-old man and his 58-year-old stepfather. And this quote from an Oklahoma sheriff. I'd never seen this before, but when we first looked at our victim, the waistband of his underwear was around his neck. Number 1. Number 2. Ohio cops stop speeder, fines 48 bombs. A man stopped for speeding in Ohio turned out to have 48 bombs, 4 loaded guns, and blueprints for a Navy SEAL training facility in his car. Prosecutors say he was busted when an officer stopped him for going 85 miles per hour in a 70 mile per hour zone and spotted the handle of a gun between his legs. Number 3. Oregon couple tips waitress with crystal meth.
Yeah, I saw their photo. They look like they probably do that.
After dinner and drinks at a steakhouse in Seaside, Oregon, police say a cash-light couple tried to tip their server with some of what they'd been cooking, crystal meth. It didn't end up well for them, okay? Number 4, FBI joins hunt for road rage killer. A bizarre and apparently senseless shooting on a Pennsylvania highway has gotten the FBI involved. Authorities say one I-81 motorist apparently ran another off the road on purpose, then shot him to death, and it might not be the only such case.
Yeah, I tell you what, better be using those blinker lights.
Number 5, these are the...
You know what, let me talk about that for a second.
Okay.
I was going down the San Diego freeway, I mean, during the day.
Road rage.
And I had just come back from a deployment, but I was just driving down the road, and all of a sudden somebody comes up right on my tail. And the guy comes up alongside me and he's flipping me off and all of a sudden I was trying to think back for a little while, thinking back and said, well, what did I do? I mean, I've been driving straight for the last 20 minutes, on the freeway there. And then he pulls in front of me and hits his brakes and goes, I mean, the whole thing was absolutely strange. And we've known people that have actually called the police while they were driving down the road, women, that some guy was trying to come up real close on him, were making obscene gestures. They pulled off on a exit where the state police told him to pull off, and they were waiting. State police were.
Oh.
And so when the guy pulls up, they come off and get him, and he, I think, been wanted for something. But it was just, they were terrified because there was nothing they could do about it. And if their car had broken down, they're at the mercy of this fellow. But I don't understand.
I don't think it can parallel with an atomic wedgie though.
No.
That's just like headlines. Number 5 on the craziest crimes of the week, Zambian calls president a potato, goes to jail. A political foe of Zambia's president has been arrested and faces up to 5 years in prison for the crime of likening the president to a potato. But the slam isn't about physical appearances.
Got somebody says, Linda, USA Today is not worthy of your station. Don't drop your standards. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, five craziest crimes. I can, okay. You know, I go between a few of the online things.
I want to come back and talk about, well, it is, and it's, and atomic wedgie. But I want to come back, and we've talked about drought, but it's not over yet. And the, and like I said, we're having somebody from the water, that does studies of this for UC Davis. Talk about West Virginia, the Obama appointee when we get back, who is investigating IRS. That's really good. And Gary Cad is trying to get CARB, California Air Resources Board, to meet with us. And let me tell you what they're doing. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, National News, Local Views.
Hey there, sports fans. Nate Abarea here. It is basketball season in the North State, and KCNR 1460 is hitting the hardwood this week with three straight days of radio basketball for your listening pleasure. Thursday, it's the Simpson University Redhawks hosting Menlo College. Women's action starts at 5 o'clock, men at 7 o'clock, live right here on KCNR. Friday, it's the high-flying Patriots of Liberty Christian High School heading out to Palisadro to take on the Reading Christian Lions. Tune in at 7 o'clock for that one on Friday night. And Saturday, we are back at Simpson University with the Redhawks hosting UC Merced. Coverage will start at 6 o'clock with the women's game, and the men will tip off at 8:30. It's all going down this week on the North State's radio home for local basketball, the Pulse of Shasta County, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us as we set sail on Princess Cruises' beautiful Ruby Princess through the British Isles from August 15th through the 27th, 2014. Come be a part of our exciting adventure with a salute to the veterans cruise.
On August 15, 2014, we embark from London. For 12 days, we visit exciting ports, including Cork Island, where you can kiss the Blarney Stone.
Also offered during our salute to the veterans cruise are several historical shore excursions, such as attending the world-famous military tattoo held at Edinburgh Castle in Scotland and walking the beaches of Normandy where D-Day occurred.
Call Avanti Travel now at 244-1400 to reserve your space for this once-in-a-lifetime adventure. When you reserve early, you receive stateroom upgrades, specialty dining advantages, and extra onboard credit. It's our salute to the Veterans Cruise, August 15, 2014, to the British Isles for veterans, family, and friends. Call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 and reserve your space now. And join us as we make memories. CST number 2007495-40, Bermuda and Registry.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time to build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. January the 10th. Gosh, a lot of stuff going on today. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by...
It's brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And Jeff at Crackmaster can do guarantee that other shops don't. We love that. You can do from small chips up to 24 inches. We take our windshields whenever they get chipped or cracked into Jeff. Tell him you heard it here on Free Fire Radio. You know what? He is a trustworthy guy, and that's what we love. Locally owned, veteran owned, and he is located on Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. That's Jeff at Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
We have two tickets to Riverfront Playhouse. It's the two across, a night of comedy, of crosswords and romance, and you know what? this is going to be a great time.
That's right. We love it. We've got tickets on Media Night, which is January 22nd. That's a Wednesday at 7:30, and we're going to be giving those tickets away today. For the first caller here is 605-4567. Support your Riverfront Playhouse. These are tickets that are complimentary to you. For a caller here, why not go on a date night, take a friend with you, or whatever, you know, a family member. Just get out and support local
theater.
What,
if it's a family night, if you need four tickets, you tell us that. 605-4567. We'll have somebody there from KCNR that's going to be enjoying themselves and watching this play. It's a comedy. They're always good at Riverfront. 605-4567. Two tickets, but if you need a couple more, just let us know. The California Air Resources Board, they're the ones that are making everybody change the diesel trucks. They're changing their filters, and it can cost up to $35,000 per truck. Well, this is going to have a huge impact on the economy up here in Shasta County, Northern California. You have to remember is that, you know, they're looking at cleaning up the air, and this is a California-imposed problem. This is not a federally imposed problem. And so Gary Cadd and, you know, has said, hey, look, we'd want to meet and coordinate. We want this to be part of the coordination that we can come to the table and talk about this because this has such a huge impact on our community. And, by the way, Leonard Modi also wrote in on this saying about the same thing. Well, here's, you know, they sent a letter for coordination and, so that the Shasta County Coordination Committee can be part of this. CARB refuses to meet with the Shasta County Coordination Committee. CARB says that they don't have to meet because actually meeting with the people that their edict affects could undermine its ability to close down businesses and further wreck the state's economy. They may not have exactly said that, but that's what they meant. They said they're not going to meet with us because it would undermine their ability to keep the air clean. But what it does is it's a nameless, faceless bureaucracy that again is taking business away, again is imposing restrictions that are not national restrictions. These are these idiot restrictions that California's come up with. It's the same type of thing to destroy business. And so, well, you know, we might give you an extension. Well, maybe not. But you still got to start working on it, and you still got to say how you're going to do it. And there's a lot of businesses out there that don't have the money. They're not going to be able to, and this is for trucks made in like 2007. This is absolutely ridiculous. And so because we're fighting back, we want to go in there and say, hey, let us have a seat at the table. No. No, then, you know, if we had to talk to counties and cities and, you know, and actually listen to you people, we might, you know, it might make it harder for us to destroy you. You know, frankly, we need to get this at a state level. We need our state representatives to roll in here and if need be a federal guy to come in here because I tell you what, this is just absolutely ludicrous that they're going to continue to do this. We're trying to work with them. We're trying to say, hey, look, this is going to have a huge impact. They don't care. They don't care. You know why they don't care? Because your tax dollars are paying them every 2 weeks. Oh, that's right. They're not going to be affected by it. They still get paid. They can still go home to their greenhouse that's been subsidized by your taxpayer money, by your taxpayer funds. Send your kids to schools and get taxpayer money for that. I mean, you know what? The whole thing is ludicrous that they won't even meet with the coordination committee. But see, they don't care. You know why they don't care? Because they don't have to. And why is that? Because we have one assembly member up here and we have one senator. They have 46 out of LA. Do you see where people from the state of Jefferson are gaining momentum here? And why? We have nothing to say about what's happening in Northern California. Nothing. The governor's not leaning in. Ever since they've taken away our ability to have representation, it's getting worse. And this is just a perfect example. It won't even meet with us. Won't even meet with an official committee. Won't even meet when the county and the city sends an official letter saying, please, we'd like to be here on the statement so you can hear what's going on here. No. NEMA. No. So, and you start to understand where people get upset. I'm upset about it. I don't have a diesel truck. But I feel for the people whose businesses are going to go under because of this. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Mike's Music and Sound is having a stock reduction sale. That's right, Mike's Music and Sound is cleaning out its inventory to make room for the new gear. That means all guitars and basses are on sale at amazing prices. And of course, that means all guitar and bass amps are on sale as well. Every type of guitar, bass, and amplifier for any level musician. Want to start playing music, need a new amp or a guitar? Now is the time to buy. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear. All checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress, 243-3774, behind Chase Bank, your super sales store.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Hey, we still have those tickets. Good morning and welcome back. 34 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, we've got two tickets complimentary for you. It's media night Wednesday, January 22nd, to go see a wonderful comedy that is coming out at the Riverfront Playhouse. You know, we'd love to have you support it. And for the actors that come and the producers and all of this, the people who put these productions on, the biggest thing is to be able to have people in the house that enjoy the production. It's called Two Across. It's a comedy of crosswords and romance. And the tickets we have, again, to give to you today are January 27th. Give us a call. Our January 22nd at 7:30 p.m. Give us a call at 605-4567 and you can get your tickets to go to this wonderful comedy.
Hey, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur. Phone number there is 222-8222. They have ammo there. They have a selection of ammo. They had 38 special last time I looked, which is very hard to find. They had 22 caliber long rifle, which is very hard to find. He's getting to you almost at his cost because he believes in supporting his customers. Lower receivers, all types of guns are in there. And of course, holsters, reloading equipment, cases, targets, anything you can, optics, a lot of optics in there, knives, anything you can possibly imagine you want to use for shooting and hunting, is at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur. Go in and say hello to John. You know, the, this thing is, did we talk about the water, in West Virginia? Did we already mention that? About how the coal plants processing center, because we've been talking about it so
counties.
Much. Yeah, we've
nine
been talking
counties.
About it so much that, yeah. Okay, the, among ourselves, nine counties are now without any type of water.
We saw a little bit of a snippet this morning from one of the news broadcasts that had people that were scrambling to the stores for any kind of liquids because they can't drink the water. They can't do the laundry. They can't take showers because the water is contaminated. They're looking for any kind of tea, milk, anything.
And they can't feed that to the
babies,
though.
And they're going
to
the grocery stores, and this is what we're talking about. Oh, my God, this is what the preppers talk about. What happens if there's a spill? A chemical spill.
What happens if there's no water?
That's, there you go.
And they can't even, and they've got a river running through their community and they can't use it.
They're buying ice, they're going to the stores, and what are you hearing people say? That's just this morning. That was probably, at least 7-6 hours ago. You hear people say, God, we never knew that
National
we were going to be
Guard
scrambling
being,
like
yeah,
this.
National Guard's being called up. And all this to be able to bring water in, water tanks, water trailers and everything. But that's just, I just can't even imagine that a whole river is, that goes to these counties, a whole river is that polluted that they can't, they can't wash clothes, anything in this. Again, water, any more problems with water. We're going to do a series of shows too on water. And this in here in California, because it's getting more and more, especially as the drought goes on, the things that are going to face us, but then there's going to be new rules. Part of what they're going to be talking about is there's going to be just new rules. It's not going to be like it was. Now, are they going to take away privately owned water rights? No. But we're not sure. But we don't think that's going to happen, but there's going to be probably other types of restrictions on everybody else. And that's going to be part of the shows we have here. Obama, you remember what we're talking about? Remember the IRS was targeting Tea Parties and conservative groups? And if you had had the Islamic Jihad of West Virginia, you'd be okay. But if it had the Tea Party Americans, you might be not get that because that Tea Party and Americans and, any of those words that are being used. Anyway, they're going to investigate this. And they put the lady they put in charge of this investigation for targeting conservative groups. This appointee is a... Major is a very loyal Democrat, donating well over $6,500 to Obama's reelection campaign. Now, when people complain about this, say, well, wait a minute, can't we kind of get somebody that's kind of neutral? I say, well, no, it's against the law not, to use a person's political affiliation to not appoint him to the job. Well, okay, but I mean, if you've got somebody that's a real loyalist that's going in to investigate the IRS for punishing conservative groups, wouldn't you want kind of maybe have somebody that's maybe a little more neutral on this that's not known for, being a rabid Obamaite? I mean, I'm just thinking about that because, then they come out like, 6 months from now and say, well, it really wasn't anything that big. It was a couple mistakes. Okay, maybe this one person in this one place did that. And instead of it going all the way up to the top and into the White House, as everybody knows, because they've got a paper trail, It's, it's the kind of thing that if the Republicans had done the same thing, and maybe they had, but, the press would be all over it. Anyway, and is, I think there's too much talking off the air and it's not making it on the air. No, everything we've talked about today, Joe, is on there. Okay, everything we've talked about is on the air. We've talked about West Virginia. We've talked about water and droughts. We've talked about the job numbers. We've talked about the Obama appointees. We've talked
about
CARB. We only think, we've only got like a minute left, but Christie, they're blaming him for, one of his aides has cut off the traffic going into, New Jersey. And he quickly, the day after, after he investigated, he fired his assistant chief of staff. He apologized profusely.
And he said,
hey, look, I didn't know it. I value loyalty. I trust my people. They did this. I fired this person. And I don't know what else you can do. I mean, they're using this as an attack on Christie.
This is the first time that I can recall hearing somebody's name beside Watergate, somebody's name that was you, just, I just think about this gal's name that, yes, she made a mistake, but boy, has this been splattered all over the news. And I just think about her family and the feeling of what that must be like, the shame.
The water contamination came from a coal plant, and it was part of their process. It was in the story I said. That's the way it got contaminated from a coal,
coal plant.
Chemical processing. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The unemployment rate is down to 6.7%, the lowest level since October of 2008. But there's a caveat. PNC Bank Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says the rate dropped for the wrong reason.
We did have a rise in jobs, but we still see people just dropping out of the workforce. Over 350,000 people stopped looking for jobs, so that accounted for almost all of that decline in the unemployment rate.
The government says employers added just 74,000 jobs in December, the smallest number in 3 years. The former head of the IRS lands a top job at a tax consulting firm, as Linda Kenyon reports.
Stephen Miller, the former acting IRS commissioner, has landed at the tax consulting firm Alliant Group. Miller will serve as national director of tax issues for the company, which bills itself as a firm focused on ensuring that its business clients take advantage of all the tax breaks at their disposal. Miller was heading the IRS in May of 2013. When the agency acknowledged it wrongly singled out Tea Party groups seeking tax-exempt status. Top lawmakers in both political parties accused the IRS leadership, including Miller, of mismanagement, and President Obama asked Miller to resign. Linda Kenyon, SRN News.
Also at SRNnews.com.
They're just grabbing stuff and just taking out the door left and right.
And that's just one of the reasons President Obama has signed a federal disaster declaration for 9 West Virginia counties affected by a chemical spill that may have contaminated the tap water. Evan Taylor was at a Charleston grocery store and spoke to WCHS-TV.
This is actually the third place I've been to trying to get water, so I've resorted to ice.
Schools and restaurants are closed. Grocery stores have sold out of bottled water, and the state legislature is on hold due to the spill in the Elk River in Charleston. At Wall Street, it's been a mixed bag. Now the Dow is off about 20 points. This is SRN News.
You are not ready for motherhood. Focus on a Family calls Gimme Shelter a deeply moving and meaningful film that celebrates the dignity of life.
Don't make your child suffer because you're suffering.
Authentically powerful.
I opened the shelter for teenage pregnant girls.
Gimme Shelter is an inspiring true story that captures your heart.
It's crazy. You can live with strangers and feel like your family.
Gimme Shelter, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13, in theaters January 24th.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or the flooring experts at your local store today. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment.
Personal computer sales sank even further during the holiday shopping season.
The fourth quarter slide caps the steepest annual decline in PC shipments since desktop and laptop machines began to appear on people's wish lists a decade ago. The numbers, which were released by the research firms Gartner, Inc. and International Data Corps, serve as evidence of the growing popularity of smartphones and tablet computers. The mobile devices are typically less expensive than PCs and more convenient to use than clunky desktops.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Target now says that personal information, including phone numbers and email and mailing addresses, was stolen from as many as 70 million customers in its pre-Christmas data breach. That was substantially more customers than Target had previously said were affected by the breach. The chain also cut its fourth quarter adjusted earnings forecast and outlook for a key sales barometer for the chain. This is SRN News. India has asked the United States to withdraw an official from its embassies in Delhi in a developing and brewing row over the arrest of an Indian diplomat in New York. BBC correspondent Andrew North reports that the diplomat is flying home after she was ordered to leave the U.S., having been indicted on criminal charges.
The two countries have been trying to get much closer for some time. They do talk about a lot of things, but in fact, this has exposed a gulf of misunderstanding. Everyone here was talking about the diplomat and outrage over the way she was treated. In the U.S., the focus was all on the housekeeper and her human rights, and there was very little understanding between them.
The diplomat allegedly taking advantage of a housekeeper. A federal judge in Virginia will hear arguments today on who exactly owns a napkin-sized painting by the French impressionist Renoir. Virginia resident Marcia Fakwa says she bought the painting at a flea market for $7. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot. It is January the 10th of 2014, 8:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We'll get some of the questions in there that the people are asking. I tell you what, let's start off with our friends from Wells Fargo, our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings, with our Wells Fargo Market Minute.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 36 points this morning at 16,408. The S&P 500 is down 1 at 1,836, and the NASDAQ is down fractionally at 4,155. Active stocks this morning include Bank of America, which is down 15 cents at $16.68, and Alcoa Group down 64 cents at $10.05. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $18.89, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up 62 cents at $40.69. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.88%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 62 cents at $92.51. Gold is up $15.70 at $1,245.10. And silver is up 41 cents at $20.10. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:05, 8:05, and 9:05, right here on KCNR. You know, they've got all the information that you could possibly need to make investments and to find out what's going on in Wall Street. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by their offices on Park Marina Drive. We got weather. Is it changing at
all? No, it's not. It's currently staying at 34 degrees. Right here in the downtown studios. It's going to be mostly sunny today, though, with temperatures around 63, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 39. Now, tomorrow, Saturday, about 60% chance of rain. Loving the noise of the sound of rain. Temperatures around 54 tomorrow. Chance of showers on Saturday night going down to about 30% with temperatures around 40. And then on Sunday, we go back to mostly clear, mostly sunny and mostly clear. That's the weekend forecast. And that is brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney, locally owned, veteran-friendly. Our customers are our warm friends. Thank you, Shasta Gas Propane, for being our sponsors of the weather every morning here on KCNR.
Did you sleep better last night?
I did sleep better.
Because you were gone the other day.
I was gone. I've been gone long days. I'll tell you what, when I stayed in a hotel bed because we went down to see the Kings, and I stayed in a hotel bed. It was nice, but I'm spoiled now. You know the difference between going from a Sleep Number into just a regular hotel mattress.
That's right. My Sleep Number is 35, and yours is?
40.
40. And right now, Sleep Number beds at the Sleep Number store, you're going to be able to get a queen mattress, a queen-size mattress starting at just $699. Now, Sleep Number beds have been clinically proven to improve sleep, quality and relieve back pain, and I can attest to that. I tell you what, I've slept so much better since we've gotten our Sleep Number bed. We have friends that have Sleep Number beds, and they've had them for years. They're guaranteed, made in America. They are just, with the dual air technology, something different and something so much better. And right now at the Sleep Number stores, it's the lowest prices of the season. You can save up to $800 on their newest innovation beds, plus 18-month financing on all beds with approved credit. Sale will end soon. So head on down to your Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center and go down and talk to the pros down there, Brian and Megan and all this, and they will put you on a bed and give you that Sleep Number that will guarantee that you will sleep so much better. Sleep Number stores. Our guest on today,
Mark Beecham. He's like ding ding ding. Like good morning. NBC.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Carl.
How are you today?
I'm freezing. Is it actually 34 inside the studio?
Well, it's pretty cold
for
inside.
The first time that it was really cold, that somebody's they've got the air conditioner turned on, so yeah. that always works.
I'd rather have it be cold than hot because we usually come in here and it's just like a closet.
You know, if we want to, we can switch.
Anyway, good morning.
We can let you sit over here in the warmer seat. Oh, it's up to you. Anyway, hey, look, we're going to take a break and we come back. What are some of the things you want to talk about today?
I brought you a present, but on the way down here, I decided not to give it to you, but I'll show it to you.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That's, you brought me a present, but now you're not going to give it to me.
It's kind of too valuable.
It's too valuable.
I realize coming down here today, it's too valuable. Actually, I'll show it to you right now. I'll do the Rush Limbaugh thing. Can you hear this?
Yes, we can hear this. He gets it out of his, he's unwrapping it from his very expensive wrapping paper.
Like I was gonna give you this.
Oh, you know what? I read that in your article.
I was gonna give you this.
You hoarder.
But I, what are you calling me?
A hoarder.
Oh, hoarder.
Okay. Because you are hoarding the incandescent lamp bulbs.
Incandescent bulbs.
And yes. I would buy every one I could.
These are 100-watt incandescent bulbs,
you know,
smuggled
what?
In from Ashland, Oregon. And I was gonna give you this 4-pack, but on the way over here I thought,
no,
I don't think so.
Gosh, okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break and I just had my heart broken. We'll be right back with Mark Beecham. We've got a lot of things we want to talk about. Local, national, state politics and other things. We'll be right back.
Reading Christian School. Located just minutes east of Reading, they offer preschool through 12th grade students a Christ-centered education in academics, athletics, and fine arts, challenging students to develop a lifelong love of learning, to grow in their faith, and to respond to God's call of service. We invite you to consider Reading Christian School, where the curriculum is biblically integrated and the teachers are Christ-like role models. You can learn more at readingchristian.com.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Loved hurtling down hills on two wheels, but with intense pain in his legs, his mountain bike was gathering more dust than mud. At MD Imaging, he learned his pain was from varicose veins and that his doctor was a mountain biker too. After a minimally invasive procedure, he was pain-free and back on the mountain 2 weeks later with his new bike buddies from the Vascular and Interventional Center. MD Imaging's varicose vein treatments are performed in our comprehensive vein center because personal, high-quality treatment is in our veins. Everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 8:15 in the morning. And how you doing? 34 degrees out there. Going to be a nice day tomorrow. Hopefully we can get some rain. But this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Alliance Heating and Air. They are giving us hot water as we speak.
Hot water heater, what is it, hot water on demand?
Oh, yeah, the on-demand system.
Finally getting rid of the big, what did they call it?
The boiler. It was a boiler from 1952 that was green and huge. And as they pulled it out, completely rusted out.
I'm going to call it the Chinese torture box.
Yeah,
it's
we call
been
it
like
the Chinese,
a nightmare.
They tried to fix it. Every time they try to fix it, there's somebody gets injured. So anyway,
Six
Alliance
years.
Heating and Air, they're the ones we chose to do our work. And, I tell you what, professional, they've got it, you know, they've got it under control. They came in, they've worked, they've done it, and we're going to have extremely hot water starting today.
So thank you.
Anyway, give them a call at 221-2642. You know, it's not just, it's any type of heating or air conditioning job.
Locally owned.
Locally owned, locally operated, 20 years in the business, veterans. I tell you what, I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Okay. The fact that Mark Beecham is a criminal has just been gone out over all the airwaves. You are smuggling in 100-watt incandescent bulbs.
Yeah, I don't know if it's illegal, actually. I mean, it's legal to sell them. It was legal to sell them last year, at least in Oregon. So I don't know if it's – I mean, when I came in and came into the state of California, they ask you if you have any fruits. No one asked me about bulbs, so I just brought them in. I didn't care. I don't think it's illegal. I hope it's not illegal. But it will be illegal to make these things, any incandescent bulbs, in the United States at the end of this year. Because nobody can make them in the United States. Now, I imagine if you still want them, you may be able to, you know, bring them in if you go to Mexico, stick them in your suitcase, bring them back.
Yeah, and of course, if you get caught, then you got to, you know, you end up in, you know, in prison. And I just was just in San Quentin, and it just isn't my spot.
Mm-hmm. Light bulb smugglers.
Over light bulb smugglers. Now, the thing about the, you know, the ones we're using, the curlicues, the long-lasting ones, which, by the way, don't last a long time.
They last longer.
But they don't last like they say. We've got 6 years. No, they don't.
Who's getting paid off on this thing is what I think.
But the other thing, too, is that don't they have, like, lead and other metals in them that make they go into landfills? They're dangerous.
Well, I don't know, but I dropped one once, and it broke, and I didn't know whether I was going to have to call a guy in a hazmat suit to come in and help me clean it up. It was kind of scary what happened.
Yeah.
It was like this little explosion there.
Wow.
So anyway, this is my little thing.
Is this your protest?
I'm hoarding these 100-watt bulbs. And, I noticed maybe 2 years ago now driving down Bocelli that Russell Hunt was selling 100-watt incandescent bulbs on the side of the road. And I thought, yeah, there's an entrepreneur for you.
It contains mercury. I've been just told it contains mercury.
Oh, this one? The soft white? Oh, no, the new ones. The new ones contain mercury.
The new ones do. Yeah, it says here is that cleanup procedures for a broken one is ugly. So I believe you. Joe's pretty good on these things. Russell Hunt, would you think that's another reason that Russell Hunt was persecuted by Shasta County?
Well, you know, there's a lot. Russell is a complicated guy, you know, that's all.
You know, I was I was tongue-in-cheek there, my friends, tongue-in-cheek. He is complicated.
I have something else here.
Okay, what else do you have here?
I can take it out of my bag here.
You know, ripping up that expensive paper.
Yeah. Okay, this came in my mailbox yesterday. It is a doogiegram, as I will call it. It is a piece of, it's a mailing piece I got from our congressman, Doug LaMalfa.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sets me off because it's one of the perks of incumbency.
Oh, yeah.
They get a chance to, at taxpayer expense, to send out communications, fancy kind of propaganda to all their constituents. And it's called the Congressional Franking Privilege, and I think it should be done away with. But anyway, this was my first one that I got from LaMalfa that I can recall. I may have tossed previous ones into the trash, but I got this one and looked through it, and it's really quite something. Very expensive, four-color, trifold, lots of charts and graphs. And
but I think they have a printing plant at Congress that prints all these things up.
Yeah, but it's not free, is it?
I don't. Well, no, and nothing's free because we pay for it.
Right, they produce it and they design it and they mail it out to everybody. Maybe everybody, maybe just voters. I don't know if he sends it to everybody in the district. If he does, that's a lot of people. But it's, I think it's just self-serving propaganda. And
well, does it have any facts in there? Like how many people they've helped, how to get a hold of things, things that are going on.
Oh yeah, but it's well. It's not substantive at all. It's not substantive at all. It's all just kind of red meat stuff. And then there's, he wants your email address so he can keep you up to date on what he's doing, you know, and send you campaign literature or pleas for money, next time he's up for election, which will be what, this year, I guess.
Yeah, every other year.
So anyway, that's, you know, Doogie Graham. I think they, you know, there's a question here. What do you think Congress should be doing to strengthen the economy? And I was going to write down there, get rid of the congressional franking privilege and send it in, but he'd probably know it came from me.
Well, probably each one of them is numbered a certain way.
Yeah.
Hey, we got to take a break here. Our guest is Mark Beecham, who is already, he has slammed, lights, and franking privileges in Congress. I can't wait when we come back to see what the next one's going to be. We'll be right back after these messages.
It's a toughie.
The mayor owns a gun shop, wears a suit like Al Capone. The outdoor range near Mary Lake sounds like a combat zone. My baby keeps a Ruger 9 stuffed inside her teddy. I think you get the point, my friends, we're all just armed and ready.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Sleep apnea sufferers, are you tired of your CPAP machine? Are you tired of the noise, the discomfort, the inconvenience? A new non-surgical, non-CPAP FDA-cleared option that is covered by most medical insurance plans and Medicare is just a phone call away. Win the battle against snoring and sleep apnea with this exciting breakthrough treatment. Think about it. No more annoying hose and mask. No more traveling with a CPAP. You'll be able to sleep in any position you want. You'll be able to drink a glass of water. You'll sleep so much better. You'll think it's the difference between night and day. And you're reducing the risk of potentially fatal problems associated with sleep apnea.
Call Redding Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400. Sleep better. Feel better. Call today at 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com. Call Reading Sleep Solutions today at 710-9400 to schedule a free consultation. That's 710-9400 or visit snoringisboring.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It's a toughie.
The mayor owns a gun shop, wears a suit like Al Capone. The outdoor range near Mary Lake sounds like a combat zone. My baby keeps a Ruger 9 stuffed inside her teddy. I think you get the point, my friends, we're all just armed and ready. I can't keep track of all the threats, from the commies to the feds. Might be some damn tweaker off the wrong side of the bed. I carve them into Swiss cheese, blow them up like cheap confetti. Let me make it very clear, I am armed and ready.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest Mark Beecham, and that was Jim Dyer in his song off his new album called Armed and Ready. I love it. I love it. You know what? It's tongue in cheek, but is it?
Well, I think it could go both ways.
But, I think it can go both ways. Yeah, Jones, who, by the way, is
kind of brilliant songwriting.
It is. And
when you
Jones,
think Ready
Jones
and Teddy, I mean,
it.
That's fabulous.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and putting a Ruger
confetti.
Nine.
I mean, you think about these words that rhyme. Yeah, that's just brilliant.
Yeah. But anyway, Jones listened to it. He thought it was funny. I haven't, you know, I've heard most of it, and I you know, I'm going to hear the rest of it, along with the rest of his album too. And he's got some good cuts on there. Duanes. Or is it Duanes?
Duanes, yeah, Duanes. Did you see the Dateline piece?
I didn't see it, but you were talking about it. Let's share that with our listeners.
Well, I wish they could see it, but probably a good number of them did see it. But I don't have a television. I watched it on the Dateline website afterwards, minus the 20 minutes of commercials. But it was an hour-long piece, I guess. And it focused on the Duanes murder case and the two trials and the first, mistrial and then the conviction of Mark Duanes. And they took a stance, I think, more or less questioning whether or not the investigators for the sheriff's department and the prosecutor sort of tricked a jury into convicting an innocent man of murdering his wife here in Shasta County last year. I thought that it was an unfortunate piece, and I really hope that, you know, viewers around the country don't think that we were, there was a miscarriage of justice here in Shasta County, but I think that was sort of
That's what they were pushing, right?
The implication of it, yeah. So.
Well, and I saw, you know, of course, the first jury ended on a hung jury, or is it a
mistrial? I think, yeah.
And then they brought it back again, and it was, didn't take them long at all to convict him.
No.
So, did you follow the trials?
I didn't go to the trial. I read what was in the newspaper.
Yeah.
Not every account,
right.
But,
it's like most of us do, you know.
The general flow of it. And I think the second prosecutor did a very thorough job of presenting the evidence. One thing that she did, was, I understand, present evidence that Mark Duanes' clothes, although they appeared to be relatively clean, I guess the evidence, the chemical test that they did indicated that, he had been covered in blood and then he had washed his clothes and before the deputies arrived. That's a fairly damning piece of forensic evidence. A lot of the things were, a lot of things in the case were somewhat circumstantial.
Yeah, a lot of circumstantial stuff.
They never did find a murder weapon, but you know, the Dateline piece threw out all kinds of boogeymen. I mean, it reminded me of the O.J. Simpson trial in 1995 where, you know,
Islamic jihadists were coming through, huh?
Or the Colombian drug cartel, you know, arranged a hit because of some, you know, cocaine deal gone bad. The reporter talked about, oh, there were drug addicts, drug addicted thieves and AB-109ers, murderous AB-109ers roaming Northern California. Why didn't the sheriff's deputies look for these people? But the fact is, you know,
we haven't had people like that get, I mean, no, we've had murders up here, but most of them have been related to drugs among themselves.
Yeah, random killers like this,
that's rare.
It's just very rare and highly unlikely in this case. I mean, more than unlikely in this case, yeah. So anyway, the Duenas thing, I think, was a kind of an unfortunate blot I would be smarting if I were in the sheriff's department, one of the investigators, or over at the DA's office. I think they did a really, it was a hit job, I think.
Well, you know,
but it made for good TV, which is why I don't watch TV.
But that's what they do. I mean, it's you know, it's like, you know, they can have taken it either way, too. I mean, and that's the thing is you have to really watch about, you know, when you have, especially when you have, you know, you come in with preconceived notions when you have guests in on this, is let the guests talk. On this.
It was clear that they sided with the Duenas family members and the defense attorney for Mark Duenas. I mean, you could tell by the way the people were lit, you know, the camera angles and the lighting, and also the line of questioning. You know, the DA, the prosecutor and the investigator for the sheriff's department were made to look, I mean, it was really kind of a hostile questioning and not favorable lighting, et cetera. So, I mean, Dateline might say, well, look, we tried to be balanced, but if you look at the piece in its entirety and you look at all the elements that go into television, you know, the editing, the lighting, et cetera, it wasn't balanced, I don't think.
Well, you know, the thing, too, and we got to take a break here, is that, you know, the Duenas family, you know, they believe he's not guilty. And they, you know, they believe that it was done like this. And so, they had nobody else in mind except him. And they were going to make him guilty no matter what. And this is what they're saying. And I guess it sounds like that's what Dateline came out on. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, after these messages. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, National News, Local Views.
Palomar Builders are celebrating the new year, offering an $8,000 move-in incentive on select lots located in Highland Park. Centrally located close to shopping, your affordable new Highland Park home is constructed with quality plumbing throughout the home, including fire sprinklers by Century Plumbing, a leader in the industry in new home construction.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details on this amazing incentive. With low interest rates, this $8,000 move-in incentive, quality construction, and great location, now is the time. Build your new Palomar dream home.
Come see why hundreds of families have made Highland Park the location for their new home, and you too can become part of our community featuring the new community park.
Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 or stop by our model home today.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Does it really have to be this hard? I'm yours to claim, just sign your name on my dance card. On my dance card. Jesus, I'm not asking to do the hand job. If you're signed to number one, then how about the top five on my dance card?
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tori. God, that just gave me chills. Yeah, that goes, one. That's guttural. You know, when you go to your gut, that's just,
is that another cut off the Dyer?
It is.
Dyer album.
It's called Dance Card. It's 7 minutes long, and she's got cello solos and a chorus featuring a local tenor.
Mm-hmm.
It's a remarkable piece.
Man.
Wow. Remarkable piece.
Hey,
she wrote it. She wrote it, yeah. And she arranged it.
So this is off his, has this album been released yet?
Yeah, it's been out a couple of months. It's called Rembrandts on Red Walls, and it's available, you know, online, et cetera, Amazon, blah, blah, blah. But it's also available at the Enjoy Store.
Good.
Okay,
good.
Great.
All right.
We're going to trot on down and get one of those. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Our friends down there, great haircuts, great prices, discounts always for seniors and veterans. Man's Last Stronghold. Wow. Man's Last Stronghold. I love that. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue.
You know,
guest is Mark Beecham.
Mark, going back to this album, I have been like really, you know, praying and putting it out to the universe that I really need some inspiration for my music. And that, just one line, two lines of hearing the soul, coming together with, you know, recording it at Bruce and to see her, to see, Tori and Jim just keep growing as artists. It just really makes me feel, inspired.
Well, good, good. I hope that maybe when we come back from the next break, you can fast forward to the last maybe 30 seconds of that piece.
Our producer can do anything.
It just builds up and builds up. It's really quite right. Something.
You got going here today? Hey, what'd you think about the city council and this thing about they're not being nice to each other? I think this is a tempest, frankly, in a teapot over this.
I'm a big believer, frankly, in divided government.
Yeah.
I think we're making a little bit too much about the kumbaya stuff. I remember, 10 years ago, we didn't have all this divisiveness on the city council, and we had 4-0 or 5-0 votes that got us into all kinds of things that maybe we shouldn't have gotten into, whether it's Stillwater Business Park or compensation and pensions that we can't
pension
afford.
Plans. Everybody, so, everybody was, hey, let's all just jump on this one.
So I think a little bit of divisiveness is not a bad thing. And I appreciate Missy McCarthy. I kind of know where she's coming from, but I also kind of know where
Missy coming from?
Well, she just wants to have a better, school spirit up there
the thing about school spirit though is that, when you start restricting people from saying things like, you've got to be nice when you talk to the city council. Hey, guess what, city council? You ran for office. You may not like what this person says. I don't care. If you don't like it, if it hurts your feelings, get out of the job. If somebody says something that's derogatory or these kind of things, you have, but that's wrong. And I've heard those things being said up there. And there should be, you got 3 minutes here, but what you just said was absolutely, not true and libelous and all these other things. But still, that's rare that happens. I mean, how many times does that happen? And if the city council goes back and forth at each other, I don't care. At least you can find out what they're thinking. I mean, at least you know what's going on because with all the, the only time we ever see them interact is out there in front.
Well, I remember 10 years ago, and I don't go to the council meetings very often, but 10 years ago, they were very poorly attended. Today, I think there is a regular contingent of Tea Party members and other folks that show up, and that's a good thing, I think.
I think, yeah, but you still don't. I mean, you've always got under 50 in there. I mean, you think about it.
It depends on the issue, I guess.
Well, it does, but if it's just a regular one like this. Hey, for questions, things that are, changes in our programming right here, let's just go through this real quick, is, we haven't changed anything very, of course with our shows, but from 9 o'clock till noon, we have Agenda 21. We've expanded that. And as you know, we're a community radio station and we wanted to put as many people out from our community on the station as possible. So we still have Laura Ingram from 12 to 3. 3 to 6 is our newest talk show host coming out of Alaska, coming down here, moving here to Reading, is Dan Fagan from 3 to 6. And we still have, Tom Sullivan, 6 to 7. Dennis Miller from 7 to 10, 10 to midnight, or 10 to 1 is Roger Hitchcock, and from 1 to 4 is Phil Hendry. Everybody's still on. We've just moved them back a little bit. But we pride ourselves on the fact that we've got local commentators. The only drive time talk afternoon show is here. And we have out of 12 hours during 6 to 6, 9 hours of it is local. And that's we like that. That's what we've been talking about for years is moving into the local.
And last night we had a live. Every Thursday night at 6 p.m. is my show On the Spot with Linda Butt. Thursday night last night was the Simpson basketball game live.
Girls and guys.
Nate was our announcer, and we want to thank our sponsors. We didn't get a chance last night, but Dandelion has been a sponsor of mine, boutique here, and they need to be. I want to bring them out loud today because they've supported my show since the day I started, 4 years ago. And I just want to do a shout out to Dandelion because they've kept, it's nice to keep that sponsorship thing going, and they're great. And then we had sponsors coming in last night for the Simpson basketball game, which Nate did a great job.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Mark Beecham is our guest. We're going to come back and it's always a surprise when we come back what he's going to talk about. Wishes for 2014. Oh, okay. We'll be right back with wishes for a great 2014, what we need to do or what Mark thinks we need to do to make 2014 a great year. We'll be right back.
Hey, you. Yeah, you know who I'm talking to. The gun owner who's been wondering what it might take to apply for and receive a California concealed carry license. NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse provides professional training in pistol safety, use of deadly force factors, and range training so that you can apply for a California concealed carry license. NFI teaches classes several times a month, including our very popular ladies-only CCW class. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores, or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping, order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, you can get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
It's the peace.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. In case you're in our 1460, that was the end of that song, Dance Card.
Wow.
By
the Jim Dyer Band, sung and written and produced, or arranged, I should say, by Tori Pratt, who, full disclosure, is my sister-in-law.
That's true, but that's okay having a sister-in-law.
Remember when Tori
like
first started to sing with the Jim Dyer Band? I mean, we saw them perform opening. I think they were opening. They were on stage at the Cascade, 5 years ago, I suppose. And they also got up and they were singing at one time before. Was this before the schoolhouse? That was way back. I don't even know what the name of the restaurant was before the schoolhouse. And it's just wonderful to see the progression. I love that. The growth in artists, the growth in the human being, and the growth in the spirit through music. People, it's just such a connection on that part. So congratulations.
Well, give it a listen. I think, Carl, you got a copy of it. So
I do. And I am going to listen to it. Hey, okay. What's great for 2014?
What's great?
Well, you said these are things that you need to do to make 2014.
What's great about 2014 is it's not
2013.
Right?
Yeah. But, hey, okay. Do you think Obama's finished?
Oh gosh, no. I think the Republicans are overplaying this Obamacare stuff. I think people are going to swing around here and get behind it. And
why would they do that?
Well, because it's a government entitlement, and if you've got people that are getting, you know, payments to get insurance, they'll soon learn to love it. And I mean,
they're not getting payments though; they never see the money.
They're getting discounted insurance.
Yeah, but they're having higher deductibles for life. You know, you're talking about a group of people, right? But you've also talked about another group of people that are going to be paying more.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So. I mean, I don't, you know, Obamacare has not changed our health care at all. It's just changed how we pay for it.
Well, what the Republicans, I think, are missing here is that they haven't come up with a easily describable alternative to it. They hate Obamacare. They've always hated Obamacare. They hated Hillary Care. But they haven't been able to really acknowledge that the current system is something that the vast majority of Americans have problems with. And so if they really want to win this healthcare debate, they've got to come up with an alternative that is easy to understand and that makes sense and works. And
well,
they haven't done
Obamacare it doesn't. It's not easy to understand. It doesn't work. And
well,
what it does is it gives a very big start into a single payer where the government just takes over everything, which is what you've mentioned last year. And what what people believe is that, oh, this is so hard. Let's just make it all Medicare. And then you're going to watch us go down the tubes just like Europe.
But I'll tell you, I think the average American family, when and if, and I suspect, you know, it could happen that Obamacare begins to sort of crack and fail, they're not going to want to go back to the status quo. They're going to want to go to a single-payer system. And the only way we can pay for a single-payer system is to gut the military, is to gut the Pentagon spending and to transfer half of that money into the healthcare business. And I think the average American would say, yeah, let's do it.
Well, you know, the average American is an idiot then, because if they would agree to that. I'm not saying they are, because, you know, you gut the military. What, you know, the American military defends the world. I mean, it gets right down to it. They defend the world. Germany doesn't have an army. I mean, they have an army, but they're not one that's out there. I mean, when you think about it, we defend the world. And you've got China right now escalating. You've got Russia, the country itself, escalating. And so, yeah, you can do that, and it's a short-term victory. Oh, yeah, let's just keep taking the money out of the military. Let's just cut it all down. Hey, do away with this, do away with that. But the bottom line on it is that once you do that, then it weakens the country. So, you know, what the country needs to do is actually come up with something where our, you know, where we can, you know, like we need another .com. We need something else that comes up and pushes us out forward. Whereas right now we're losing jobs. You know, our unemployment went down to 6.8 and everybody's, but it went down because 350,000 people left
the workforce.
The workforce. That's not right.
I wanted to, you know, this is a good segue here because we only have 10 minutes left or less, but talking about the military, I noticed on your blog at Reading.com this week a couple of posts about Anbar Province in Fallujah.
Yeah.
And, you know, looking back on it now, 10 years after the invasion of Iraq, what did we gain by going into Iraq? I mean, is it just, it looks like a failed state now. It looks like Al-Qaeda is taking over. Would it have been better if we had not deposed Saddam Hussein? You know, again, hindsight's 20/20, but it looks like a real mess that we've created there.
But you have to remember what happened is that we won the war. We pushed Al-Qaeda out. We crushed Al-Qaeda there. And we set up a democracy for him. And then at the end, when Obama came in, he refused to sign the status of forces with the Iraqis, and they left. We left. And so you can, as soon as that decision was made, just like we saw when Bush did away with the army of the Iraqi army back when we came in 2003, you could see what was happening. You could just see it's going to, you know, guess what? We're going to be in a fight like you can't believe. And it's the same thing when Obama did it. You could just see it. We're going to start sliding down the path to right where it is now. So, I think we lost it through a lack of diplomacy there, because we won the war. And then we just left.
But would it have been an open-ended commitment of 80 or 90,000 troops forever there?
I don't think so. I think it would have been less troops in 4 or 5 bases. The plans were already there. It's like the firemen there. If something happens, they're there to help establish. You know, you've got to change. You know, you're taking the younger generations and trying to give them a chance. The older ones, it's too late. So, you know, that's what it was going to be. Well, they couldn't agree on that, you know, the Obama administration. So everybody left. It was like, remember what was the movie with Tom Hanks and Charlie Wilson's War? They beat the Russians, and what did the United States do? They left Afghanistan, just left it. They didn't build a school. They didn't help them. They didn't do anything. They were ripe for us to help them. And so what happened? Taliban. What happened? The places where they trained to come after us in Afghanistan. It's the same thing Obama has done, and we haven't even begun to see the ramifications of his Middle Eastern policy, in my opinion.
What do you think? You've been to Iraq. You fought in Iraq. What becomes of Iraq now?
What becomes of it?
Yeah. Iraq is going to become a failed state, a base for Al-Qaeda?
I don't. I don't know. I don't think so, but it depends. You know, how far are the Iranians going to push in there? And, what's happening, you know, in other places there. I don't know. When we left, and in the following years, they enjoyed that democracy. It was a different kind of democracy than we have, but they enjoyed it. And now you've got, the tribes are fighting against the Sunnis and the Shiites. And then now, like we said, Al Qaeda has taken back Fallujah and Ramadi. And that was, it's a gut check.
How do you feel about that? You having been on the ground there and having seen people.
What do I think about it? I think that, it's another example of putting our young men and women in danger and having them killed and wounded and worse. And then having people have no concept of how to conduct a peace, you know, and how to conduct what happens after a war, takes over. And do I feel like, oh, it's just a waste? No, I don't. Because I saw what happened. There was a lot of people's lives saved. A lot of things changed. The military did what they were supposed to do. We won. We won the fight. We trained them. We won the war. We were ready to turn it over. And then our diplomats who are, for whatever reason, were not able to close the deal. I see, and here's the problems when you have political beings, making decisions, and then all of a sudden the first thought is let's go to war. That can't be the first decision. Let's go to war. Oh, Libya, let's bomb them. This is from the left. Oh, Syria, let's bomb them. Let's go after them. Let's kill them. Let's go put troops in there. No. Putting a man and a woman on the ground is the very last thing that should ever happen.
It's easy to put them there. It's hard to get them.
Oh, yeah. And then, and look at Afghanistan right now. Obama doesn't even know what to do. Well, let's just get out of there. Well, what's going to happen?
Same,
we know what's going to happen.
Failed
we know
state.
What's going to happen. Taliban is just waiting. Let's just go. And you look at Robert Gates' book. He was, Robert Gates, Secretary of Defense. He said, this is a political thing. Hillary opposed it because of politics. Obama opposed it because of politics. Oh, now, but he doesn't even like his own strategy, so he just wants to get everybody out of there. And Joe Biden, who hasn't made a right decision on foreign policy in 40 years. Even if he's a nice guy. You keep, every time that your first mission is to put people on the ground in harm's way, somebody should slap them in the face and say, step back. Let's take a look at really, what do you want to accomplish here? Do we really want to go to war?
Well, fighting two wars, fighting a war in Afghanistan that we, had a reason to fight, and then fighting kind of an optional war in Iraq at the same time, it was bound to not work in either place.
And the other thing, too, the Department of Defense right now, with all the drawdowns and the cuts, I'll tell you what, you won't have that problem here in like 3 or 4 years. You won't have that problem. You won't be able to do that. So it may become a moot point.
All right. Well, my wishes for 2014. Do we have time?
Yeah.
We got like 4 minutes. We just skipped that last. Okay. Write down all the commercials we missed, and we'll play them. We'll give them extra love here.
All right. I'm going to go through these really quick. I'd like to see some competitive races on the city council in November.
I think that's coming.
A bunch of people have lined up to run, and that's a good thing, because last time I think it was just Gary Cadd running as a new face. I'd like to see Reverge Anselmo and Shasta County come to some kind of resolution of their matters. And I gather, I hear sort of rumors that perhaps
we're hearing that's coming.
It's already happened. I'd like to see the Reading Police Department hire a few more officers this year, although even with a somewhat recovering economy, it's probably an unlikely thing to happen because of the additional contributions the city's going to have to make to the CalPERS fund in Sacramento.
The chief was on here yesterday. He really needs those community service people in here. Yeah.
The other thing the chief, I gather, is going to have to pay for is new patrol cars.
Yeah, they're getting new cars in.
And they're very expensive, because none of the gear in the existing cars can be moved over and put in the new cars, I guess.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'd like to see a lot of rain between now and May.
Oh, yes.
Otherwise, we're going to be in a world of hurt here.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a competitive race, speaking of competitive races, a competitive race for Shasta County Sheriff, which I think is one of the most important jobs, elected jobs in the county.
I think you're right about that.
I would like to see our economy continue to grow, maybe a little faster. My hat's off to all the entrepreneurs who stepped up even during the worst of the Great Recession and its aftermath to start new businesses, including you guys. even though I'm kind
and
of...
And they're still here.
Right, right. Even though I'm a bit of an agnostic, I'd like to see the Bethel effect continue, because I think Bethel has been good for, Shasta County, Redding in particular, by bringing all kinds of new human capital to the town. I'd like to see the...
And a worldview.
Right. I'd like to see the Board of Supervisors come up with an enforceable, marijuana ordinance that, that acknowledges that there are a lot of people here, they're growing pot, and it's a prop to the local economy and a prop to their finances. And, I would like to see less crime, less drug abuse, and less homelessness in Redding and Shasta County in the 2014.
Well, you know, all these really nice things. Now, do you have the is the second page say how we're going to do that?
By getting involved and electing the right people.
There you go. We need to aim higher, Shasta County, and all of our people up in the North State. Let's aim higher this year. Let's bring in things instead of settling. Let's bring in businesses. Let's push for that. Let's get involved with our politics. Let's get involved with our community. This is a good time to do it. This is a even numbered year. So
let's not hate and do it with disdain. Let's try to come in with a positive energy. We have a beautiful place here, and there's no reason it should be in the downtrodden.
That's right.
Thought.
That's right.
Process.
Great.
Make it a good day and a great weekend.
Have a great weekend, and we'll be back here Monday. We've got an exciting show on Monday too. We've got a bunch of great people coming in.
Thank you, Mark Beecham.
Yeah, Mark, thanks a lot, and we'll
love
see
following
you
your columns.
That's right. Great, and Redding.com. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Even though the unemployment rate fell last month, December's employment report is not encouraging. Employers added just 74,000 jobs. The unemployment rate dipped to 6.7%, but that's because a lot of people gave up the job hunt. The White House reaction.
President Obama's economic advisor says there's a lot more work to do after only 74,000 jobs were added to the workforce last month. Jason Furman points to a continued decline in the unemployment rate, but the December drop occurred mostly because many Americans stopped looking for jobs. Once people without jobs stop looking for one, the government no longer counts them as unemployed.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Turns out the Target data breach was far bigger than first thought. The retailer says personal information was stolen from as many as 70 million customers, info including phone numbers, email, and mailing addresses. Also at SRNNews.com.